Okay, today is the, what is today? The 8th of October and the 29th of Tishrei, Erev Rosh Chodesh. We won't meet tomorrow or the next day. We'll resume on, Thursday. Okay. We've already seen from Revolva that the person is not Meshamesh Chachama. If he doesn't have the proper training, he can be a Lamdan, he can be Shroom, etc., but still be what he calls on the outside. And he described the real process of being Nepach le'ish acher, becoming a new person, which is a person that comes really from within. The potential is always there. We saw the descriptions of a person who becomes a Navi, a person who becomes a Baal Tshuva, a person who accepts to listen to the Tochacha of Chachamim, and in all of those cases, Rishonim used descriptions of being Nepach le'ish acher. So he said it doesn't come from a one-time reading, but from studying these type of Musar ideas. This can go from simply looking, Alei Shur, just looking, to Shari Hadracha, which is where we're up to the bottom of page Ches, that this work can change from just a look to Shari Hadracha. Ein Liros B'Sefer Zeh Sefer Musar Chadash. One should not see in this Sefer a new work of Musar. It's enough for us. We have the Mesil Sisharim, Shari Tshuva, Chovas Halvavos, Ushar Sifri Musar, Hashem Ripiyah Manochayim. And the other works of Musar that we live, that's an expression from Chazal, Ripiyah Manochayim, it means we live from their mouth, from their mouths. Those are three of the Musar great classics. Ma'atim Heim Divrei Achizik Vayas Orus, Lavodos Hashem, Shakara Yimtze V'Sefer Zeh. It's very few. The words of Chizuk and his Orus that a person will find to the service of, that the reader will find to the service of Hashem in this Sefer are few. Gam ha-machapes po hadrochel ha-sogas madregos ne'elos o etzos protios latikon amidus. Also, one who is seeking guidance for achieving lofty levels or specific advice how to fix midos. Lo yaval sipuko. He won't find satisfaction. He won't get fully what he needs. Megamas chibur zeh pshuto vruhi. The goal of this sefer is simple and clear. Kol lomei Torah, every person who studies Torah, gam v'doreinu zeh, even in our generation, mitzapa lakach, he's looking forward to, he's hoping for. Ki ba'akvos limudo tisbaro lo darko b'chayim. That as a result of his study, Akev means something that comes on the heels of. As a result of his study, it will become clear to him his way in life. Hein bisna guso hayom yomis, whether in his daily conduct. Vehein bishelos hagorolios hanitzavos bifnei kol adam, or the word gorol means like a lottery, means things that come up by chance, by circumstance. So the questions that come up as a result of his lot. That stand before each person, but tkufos chayev hashanos, in different eras of his life. How should I act? How should I respond? What course should I pursue? Britzono shel kol lomei Torah. It's within the will of every person who studies Torah. Umagam ben yeshiva, certainly somebody who is in yeshiva. Again, primarily the sefer is written for people who are in yeshiva. Lavod al atzmo, to work on himself. If he sees in front of him a way how to work, right? He wants to work on himself, but he doesn't know what he's supposed to do. Zosi megamas achibur. This is the goal of the sefer. Lahatvos is derech levnei doreinu. Lahatvos is like to, a tav is a like a marker to demark the way for our generation. And as was said, this is not a way of avoda for tzaddikim and chassidim. These words of his natzlus, of putting down, so self-deprecating, I think what he means is for great tzaddikim, this is not the Mesil Sisharim. For us, the things that he said the sefer isn't, it is. What he means is that don't, if somebody thinks they're going to find lofty ideas like in the great Musar works, they should stick with those works. But what more recent Chachamim do for us is they unpack it. So for us, this is the way to Mesilas Yesharim and so on. Ela derech lechinuch atzmi lechol mi shehachreach lavad alatzma noga alibo. What it is a path, a way, in personal chinuch for everybody that the need for personal chinuch has touched his heart. If a person seriously wants it. So this sefer helps to do that. Ksivas ha-sefer his shloshes reishana. The writing of the sefer stretched over 13 years, be'erech approximately. V'kama yigiyos yago v'hanam ha-chaber. And the author, meaning me, worked very hard. What are the real foundations and the main principles that without them you cannot have real personal work and any true elevation? So it was important when you read a sefer to know, is this haphazard or is this well thought out? Chafetz Chaim writes in his introduction to Mishnah Berurah that he worked very carefully on it. He's not giving himself a yashar koach. What he means is you can read the sefer seriously. So it's important for Rav Volba also to tell us this is not a haphazard collection of divrei Torah. He worked very hard to figure out what are the real yesodos, what are the real foundations that are needed. Zchus harabim hi she'evia l'idei gibush ha'adrocha ha'mutzas bazeh. It's the merit of the rabbi, of the masses. He's saying it's not me, it's Kal Yisrael, he probably means the people whom he was teaching when he worked these things out, brought this to Gibush, is like when something comes together. The guidance that is presented here. Ki ein davar b'chol ha-sefer, there's nothing in the whole work, shlo huva b'fnei tzibur b'nei yeshiva ne'erim ya'ir. There's nothing in the whole sefer that wasn't brought in front of the tzibur, the group, b'nei yeshiva. He writes parenthetically, mostly in work group, you know, works groups, chugim of avoda, limited ones that were exclusive that were called vadim. Great Bali Musar make vadim where the bnei aliyah get together and study. And Rav Volba had many vadim. The low rock hashita hakavua sofis b'sefer levada, and not just the final approach, the final sheet that has been established in this sefer, kama nuschaos kodmim ba'osam and yonim atzmam, hayunose l'libun b'dibuk chaverim. Numerous versions, earlier versions, like earlier nuschaos, of the same things were brought to clarification through dibuk chaverim. What he means is that he worked through these musar concepts and some of the ideas didn't go. They tried different approaches, and some of them didn't work for, I guess, today's generation or what people need. They didn't stand for scrutiny. Or they were shown to be not helpful in actual avoda. Okay, so this has been worked through. These are
the idea was a good idea, and it went over well, but it didn't change anybody.
Yeah. It was, and it's all Torah, but he found, well, he would take this approach, and the people worked on it, and he didn't find it helpful. So this is tried and tested. This is not theoretical. It's another 50 years later. It could be it still needs a little, we have to see, but hopefully. Baram, however, achrei kol ha'amol v'hatircha, roa machaber kol yom, however, after all of the toil and bother, the author sees every day Yosef as likuye ha'sefer. Like where it's stricken, where it's lacking. V'chihu rochok milios mushlam mikol v'chol, and it's far from being entirely complete. That's because of his high standard and his humility. Chovos Avovos says the same. If you're familiar with the Chovos Avovos introduction, he says, really, the sefer is no good. But if we would pursue perfection, nobody would have spoken a word since the Nevi'im. Right, he says, I'm going to publish the sefer anyway, even though it's not so good, because the expression goes, you know, perfect is the enemy of good. And Baruch Hashem, he did pursue that, because if he would have held himself to his own standard, we would have Revolva above us. So Revolva is saying that he sees the sefer not complete, but I'm glad he published it anyway, because for us it's a great gift. So nevertheless, it appears that there was divine help in its arrangement. Because what's emerged is a compendium, a work that is organized, Hamalav Es Adam, that escorts man, Miyom Omdo Al Daito, Ad Yom HaAchron, from the deity, that is Omed Al Da'ato, which is a way of saying, when he comes to a recognition, like, I gotta do this, until his last day. Asher Lule Ezer Elokim, Hayemin HaNimna L'Chaber Sefer Kazeh, HaGodol Bahari Min HaChaber, that without the help of Hashem, it would have been impossible to author a sefer like this, which is much greater than its author. Rob is saying that the sefer is greater than he is. Rav Dessler has in, I think, the first volume of Michtam Eliyahu, that sometimes if a person is working for the Tzibur, he can achieve levels that are way beyond what he himself is. Ula yesh liras bozer racham e shamayim al doreinu hayasam. Maybe one can see in this heavenly mercy on our generation, which is orphaned. The awareness of what was lost in the Holocaust is very sharp. He already mentioned it once. L'fkoach einayim, to open blind eyes. U'lahatvos derech la'avoda atzmus, and to demark a path for personal avoda. L'knisa el toch pnimius ha'torah, and to enter into the true pnimius, the inside, the real soul of the Torah. Okay, we'll continue on Thursday.